Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 73. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Horvath.
Is that the right number?
Yes.
Nice. It is Thursday, October something after the 6th, but before
10, 11,
the 13th. 12. 10-11-12. A numerical order sequence.
Mm-hmm. I sent Mike a picture this afternoon when it was...
At 13-14.
1-14. But I have my clock set to military time, so it was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Except for that the 13 and 14 were on top.
Right. Ouch.
Maybe you should have sent it to me at 8:09.
I wasn't thinking then. I was still in a haze.
A purple haze?
Yep.
Nice. So, it's Thursday. We podcast Thursdays.
That's true, we do. We
talk about what we want. Sometimes you're really loud. You know, last week we released the Kraken. Now Randy's looking. I don't know why you were typing it. You said it, though, so it made me think of it.
No, I didn't.
I heard you say it out loud.
No, you didn't.
We can listen to the recorded footage later.
Hey, producer, rewind the tapes.
It's not footage, Mike. It's audio. Matt's not joining us because he's too cool. He's just reading Batman comics and playing Simpsons Tapped Out.
That's not a porn. It's a game.
Simpsons Tapped Out?
Yeah.
Why would it be a porn?
You don't have...
You think that's all Matt does when he's on his iPad is looks at porn?
Well, let's not go there.
So anyway, mostly we talk about tech news. And maybe we'll get into that now.
It's probably a wise choice.
It's kind of been a quiet week, I'm not going to lie. You may think I say that a lot, but I like to think of this as the calm before the end of October storm.
Mm-hmm.
Because Windows 8 is going to hit the ground running pretty soon, or stumbling, whichever way you think is going to happen. Or maybe they're going to fall flat on their face. It's hard to say at this point.
They're not.
They're at least going to stumble. Come on. They're not just going to fall on their face, right? Right?
It's going to be legit.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Too legit to quit? Is MC Hammer going to be there?
Too legit to right? quit.
MC Hammer?
Too legit. Too legit to quit.
Speaking of too legit to quit, SpaceX had a good week, huh?
Yes.
Their Dragon successfully docked with the International Space Station.
Mm-hmm. Bringing up some more supplies.
The first independent, private. They call it, right? Privately mm-hmm. funded resupply mission. But that's pretty sweet. And they have a contract with NASA that where they're dual funding or something. I don't know, something about like 14 more missions similar. So that's pretty sweet. Same guy that's bringing you Tesla cars for free. We talked about that 2 weeks ago or something. The cars aren't free, but the power's free.
Power's free.
Speaking of Tesla, I picked up a nice Tesla book for the other day for a couple bucks.
Speaking of space, also, Red Bull Stratos got put on hold for a couple more days.
Did they put it on hold again? I saw the first day it got held off.
Yep, first day it got held off. Second day it got held off because everything was good to go, and then like last minute when they were filling up the balloon,
got too windy.
They had wind gusts, like 7 mile an hour gusts on the ground, which equates to like twice as bad up, like a couple hundred feet in the air. So. They called it. So it's on hold now until, I believe, this coming Monday again.
I read a really interesting take on it. Not so much a take on it, because it is what it is. But it's crazy that, essentially, it's a commercial for Red Bull.
A lot of their stuff is.
Well, they do. I understand, but like the commercials are becoming the content.
Gotcha.
Like, it's a weird... it's just something I hadn't really thought of before. Like, when you think of, like,
it's smart promoting.
Their Touareg they do, is that what it's called? Touareg? Not Touareg.
Flugtag?
Flugtag, but they do something else, too. Did they do the ice thing?
They do the crashed ice.
Crashed ice? Touareg, yep. Is that a Volkswagen car?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not completely crazy. So, jury's still over on that one. but, like, it's just an interesting, I thought, look at the whole situation where... The commercial, because, and I think we really are at the age, like, I don't watch commercials And when I'm at home, if I'm watching TV, a commercial comes on, I'm on my phone. Like, yep. And everyone knows, like, the second screen
is
playing such a huge role now that people are trying to make TV that corresponds to that for that very reason.
Yeah, no, they did it. They've done it right. Like, they have morphed with...
But it doesn't make me want to drink Red Bull.
No,
it's cool.
It doesn't have to, though.
It just promotes their brand, you mean?
Exactly.
Like, I think how much could this cost? This has to cost them so much.
That's weird. I was talking about that at work with some people, and I mean, it's literally got to be in the tens of millions of dollars. Because this guy has been working on, they've been doing this now for, gosh, a year and a half. I think it's been.
How high up is he jumping from?
For sure, at 102,000 feet is the minimum that he's going, but depending on conditions, he could go up to 130,000 feet.
Are they in an airplane or is it like a helicopter?
Neither. He's in a balloon.
Oh, like a blimp.
No, like a weather balloon. Like picture a weather balloon. Let me pull up a picture quick because it's crazy. Sorry. It is crazy, though. Stratos balloon.
I mean, it seems crazy, just in general, but I just wondered, because, you know, that's pretty insane.
It is insane.
But, like, I just wondered if, like, does he have, like a landing spot, or is he just jumping, and wherever he lands, he's just over the United States? Like,
yep, yeah, he's over the United States, because they have...
Because, I mean, you think he's got to be moving pretty fast, like, just the angle, like, it's so hard to...
I don't think it'll be too bad, because when kids do those projects with the weather balloons, like, pretty much anybody can build a weather balloon, and you put a camera inside a cooler with GPS, and I think when those fall, I don't know how high they get... But I know it's not to the stratosphere. Actually, it might be the stratosphere that they hit. But either way, they usually fall like 50 to 75 miles away. So I figure he'll be anywhere from like.
But there's no way he could have like, I want to land on that building right there.
Yeah, I don't think so, because he has no control of how he's falling. Well, the plus
just being so high, like the wind could, like, you don't know, like if you don't know which way the wind's going, and plus the balloon's pushed around.
They said like where he'll be, it's possible that he could go into a flat spin, and if he does, he's basically screwed. Because there's so little air up there that there's not enough resistance to, like, how a skydiver...
To level himself out, basically. Right.
So here is...
On a side note, Chris Johnson had one run for no gain.
Oh, imagine that. So it's not really a good picture. I mean, it doesn't... Just because of the angle.
I get you, though.
But it's I think they said it's 200 yards.
How do they control, like, tall. Where, like, do they have, like, they're just...
It just
it's
goes.
It's like a hot air balloon,
it's
kind of, like...
It's all helium, so it literally
here
is just...
Here we go?
Yep.
So how does he abort from up there?
He can jump out of... So the balloon is carrying a capsule, and it looks kind of like what you'd picture, like, the old, like... Apollo 13 capsule that came back to Earth. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like something similar to that. Oh, I can click on capsule and I can show you.
Crazy how that works. Field goal.
So that's what it looks like.
Oh.
So the balloon has a 200...
It's like what Master Chief's coming down in.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. I know that because I played... I got that one. So, yeah, it's got a big cord... carrying that, and it'll bring him up all the way.
But, like, but I mean, like, so he bailed at the last second. Like, how did he get back down?
Huh?
Like, was he all the way up there when he bailed?
No, they didn't
launch.
Or,
like, it's attached to the balloon. The balloon's up, and it's like a pulley that pulls him up, or?
No, the balloon, they let the balloon go, and then there's a big cord attached to the capsule, and then...
So before it even got to where it was pulling him, they decided it was too much, and they just
cut it? Yeah, they were still filling the balloon, and the gusts came, and there was, like, with that balloon picture that I showed you, you see these guys with the tethers?
Yeah, so they're holding onto it while it's filling.
Yep.
And then too unruly for them to even hold,
exactly.
So they're like, screw this, and they just cut her open, basically, and... He never even got off the ground then.
Right. Well, they have a big semi there that has tanks full of helium, and they basically just sucked the helium back out to use later.
That's crazy.
So.
Recycle.
Mm-hmm. That freaking dog's still going.
I know. That's what I was just thinking, which is obviously why we both paused. But, yeah, that's just crazy in general. Like, what happens if, like, halfway up something goes wrong? He's just screwed, right? There's really no turning back at that point.
It depends on what goes wrong. But he has a space suit, so he can handle all the cold. He's got oxygen and he's got a parachute. So, I mean, he just turns into
a backup parachute.
Probably. Yeah, if they said it'll take him, so it's gonna be he's gonna be setting the record for the highest jump, the longest jump, and the fastest free fall. He's expected to break the sound barrier within 30 seconds of leaving.
Do you ever watch that Minute Physics where they figured out they fall so much faster the first third than they fall? It takes them.
Yep.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, that's because.
I know. Gravity, I get it. I don't remember what I was going to ask, you know.
Something about him.
Does
jumping.
He have, like. Do they have, like, gyroscopes, accelerometers, and stuff to, like, measure his speed and stuff while he's falling?
Yeah, there's,
stuff like that.
I mean, I forget.
Does he have, like, some kind of crazy suit? Like, he's, like, half Darth Vader?
You really haven't seen anything, have you?
I've seen a picture of him, like, oh aborted. I'm like, aha.
Yeah, here's the... I mean, he looks, like, basically like an astronaut.
The picture, he looks sad, so I don't know, you know. He's like, man, no jumping for me. It's gotta be quite the rush, right?
No doubt. It has to be extremely...
I mean, it's gotta feel almost surreal at some point, like when you're jumping out and you're like, "Hey, I'm kind of in space right now. That's cool."
Damn it! I just want to see copy image URL. Let's see if I can hack Soar. Damn.
Tell it so.
Well, that's good enough. Fuck.
But anyway, so they canceled it. They're gonna shoot for next week. Is that what they're doing then?
Yeah. So that's what it looks like.
Oh, look at all this stuff. That's like a regular spacesuit.
Yeah.
And he's just he does does he have like Like, he's not like a flying squirrel, he's more like just a parachute.
He's falling with style.
It's like Buzz Lightyear.
Yep.
Spacesuit, I get it. It's a good one.
Thanks.
Good one. do you have anything else you want to talk about him before we move on?
Nope.
Next week?
Yep.
Andrew was pumped to watch it.
I was, too. I was watching it at work.
I was gonna, and then I forgot about it until just now.
I'll tell you. I'll keep you updated. Right. I figured you're Mr. Tuned In to the
I know,
world,
I was
so.
Watching it, but then I knew it was canceled, and then I forgot about it.
Fair enough.
So, let's see, where do I want to go with this next? Apparently the next Nexus is being made by LG, and it's going to come out October 29th, rumor has it. I can't believe they would let LG, like, LG still makes phones? That still happens? Like...
That's what I was wondering.
I mean,
when
sometimes
I
make fun of Motorola, but I always think LG is even worse. You know,
it'd be like Nokia building the next
Nokia. I like that you said it that way.
Thanks. See what I did there?
Yeah. Yeah, like that would make more sense because they make nice phones. They make Windows phones.
They make Windows, right?
But they make nice phones. LG, I just think of crap because every person I ever know with an LG phone sucks. Maybe that's the problem.
That's true. I don't think of them in the smartphone market, I guess, at all.
Anymore, right. No, because I know someone that has an Android LG phone now, but it's like, why wouldn't they have, well, first of all, why wouldn't they just make Motorola make their phones, but that's neither here nor there.
To make
honestly, everyone happy still.
Yeah, well, and part of me thinks that maybe there's like
a contract
some
set
sort
up
of,
so
some
far
sort
in
of, exactly, where they have to wait like X amount of time before they can...
Well, I'm
something.
Sure they had the next couple planned out at least, but like I don't
Bill.
Know. And they have a
or Steve. I mean,
they
like
have
Steve.
A right. They have. I saw a supposed like leak picture of it, and it didn't look that great. So
imagine that.
Shocker, I know. But it'll be a Nexus. Like I always say, I would always buy a Nexus phone. But if they make it, I don't know if that's still true.
Agreed.
And in other Android news, I think I have some other Android news. The Galaxy 3 Mini apparently is coming out. That's a real thing. Like, it was rumors, and then they announced it today. I don't know if they announced it because of all the rumors were leaking, or...
That's my guess, because it was exploding everywhere.
But it's funny, is like, I saw someone say it's like, if Apple took the iPhone 4 and called it the iPhone 5 Mini or something. Like it's like, because all the hardware is like the screen resolution's way less.
Everything
about it. The
processor's
like, way dumbed down. The cameras are all, like, the front camera's only a VGA and the back one's only 5 compared to 8 and a 1.9.
Yep.
But it's dual core instead of single or quad core. Does have NFC, though, I think.
Yes, it has NFC.
And it actually comes with jelly bean instead of ice cream sandwich. I guess that's the only thing it had one up on.
I think it's a smart move because it's still a good looking phone.
It'll be cheaper and people won't know the difference because they've already branded it so much.
Yep. And that's exactly what I was going to say. It's like, because I think what my guess is, like, why the S3 is, I mean, I've seen quite a few S3s out, like, just paying, you know, like, do you see what people's phones are?
Yeah,
like,
I always look.
You know?
And, like, in the elevator and stuff.
Yep.
What's that guy using?
Exactly. So it's like, I feel like this will be a good way to convince people that, hey, you should, yeah. That, I mean, and people know that Samsung makes good phones anyways, so.
Yeah, and that's like, I mean, like, with the branding, like, there have been so many S3 commercials, you say, I want the Galaxy S3, and then they show you these two. Why is that $100 cheaper? Well, that's the Mini. Well, that's probably still just as good, right?
Exactly.
We'll buy that. And I'm sure it's cheaper to make with all the dumbed down.
Well, because now it's, I don't want to say, like, everyday hardware, but it's like.
It is.
You know, there's nothing fancy about it.
Right. But a lot of people don't need all that stuff either. Like, at this point, they just look at numbers and they're like, I want whatever's best, even though they don't necessarily need that. They're on the 1 yard line and Chris Johnson can't get in.
That's too bad.
But I think, and then Google released today, I think, a Zagat app of their own. They relaunched it, or either that or they just updated the old one. And I guess the old Zagat ratings were like out of 10. Or they were super confusing. I don't know. I didn't use it. But now they just have, they've like really simplified it and stuff.
The stars?
No, it's like four bar. It's like a four part bar. It's like poor, good, great, excellent or something.
Fair enough.
But apparently if you have an Android phone. Oh, look, the backup running back got in. If you have an Android phone, you could probably pick that up. I'm sure you have to be running at least 2.3 though.
Just I would like to say I've been playing with
Field Guide?
Field Trip a lot. I think you'll like it just because it's a new app, but it's really cool. Like, there's a lot of, I've found a couple places now downtown St. Paul that I've never even heard of. I just found out today, my phone buzzed today, and there's a medical, I don't have my phone here. It's a museum for failed medical devices.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It appeared like it had closed, but then the U of M now like funds it. It's like, that's sweet. So
that makes sense.
So I'm gonna go check that out someday on my break.
That's interesting. Yeah, like there's a lot of things like you think you could have walked by every day and not known what they were.
Yeah. So, and there's still a cool app. The one thing I had started looking, but I totally spaced it until now, was I want to know how things show up in their database.
Like if people add it?
Yeah. Because there's some stuff that I think would be cool that was on there that I know about that does not show up there. So
you want to add to it?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Google Map?
Yep. I totally would.
Yeah, so it's interesting. And while we're talking about apps, it was announced today that Twitter bought Vine.
Mm-hmm. We talked about Vine.
An old photo service that they were trying to, like, it was like a Vine, like you could follow picture to picture. That was that one, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was a way to, like, link photos together, like, through common. I think it was all, like, metadata tags, basically, to build your Vine.
Pictures of dogs or something.
Yep.
It was a decent app. It got killed because Google didn't own it, did they? They owned Splash. Pool Party.
They owned Pool Party. Vine was just by itself.
Similar, yep. But just by itself, right. So
I'm questioning it. Maybe Google was talking about trying to buy it, because I feel like there was something that they were trying to do, which is why Google built Pool Party.
Right. That's why I didn't know, because I remember Google being involved. But
anyways.
But Twitter bought Vine, and it sounds like they're going to use it more for a video service. It's funny because right before it was announced that they bought Vine, earlier that day and a little bit last, because I think it happened today, last night, there was a lot of rumor that Twitter was going to start its own video service. Like, you know, like the Instagram of videos or whatever it may be. But then they bought Vine, and I think that's their plan, really. So I wonder if that, like, the rumors are spreading out of that.
Do you think that's a service that would work? A video.
There's a Instagram? Few apps. There's a few apps I have.
What's the one that Kevin uses quite often? Kevin Rose. It's like short, like maybe 3 second clips. Because I've seen him post links on Facebook before.
Well, I noticed last week, and I was telling you before, he did post a video, but it was from Vine, which I thought was weird. And it was like Vine's relaunching, and I signed up for it again. Let me look at my video apps. Maybe I can see.
Because there was something that he had posted, and I
saw... Social cam? There's one called BFF, but that's newer. I think, if anything, it was probably Social Cam. And there's a new one called Viclone.
Maybe that's what it was.
Which one?
Social Cam. Because it was something, I mean, it was just super short clips.
Social Cam's built by the guy that did Justin TV, and they built Justin TV on Social Cam, both, if that makes sense.
Because, yeah, the way I'd seen it was like a clip of him going into... That's what the video, into, the
icon looks like, if that helps.
I didn't see that. I don't remember
the... Well, I know, but like maybe if you clicked on a link, it went to the site, and they'd have had it up there. That's why I thought...
Gotcha.
If you saw
it. I see
it.
What you're saying. I see.
Maybe you would recognize. Video. No, I don't have it. Those are the only camera apps I really have. The action movie one's pretty cool. Viclone is interesting. The way that works is, like, let's say you and I both had the app.
I see it.
And we were both taking videos from different angles. It would, like, automatically know we were in the same room. And it would, like, string them together based on the audio. It's kind of crazy, right?
That's not kind of. That's extremely crazy.
So it's kind of cool, but I don't know anybody else that uses it, so it doesn't really work for me, but it's a cool concept.
No doubt.
But anyway, so Vine is perhaps going to come back as Twitter's video service. I mean, they already have their own, I mean, they have their integrated photo, and I think actually you can do video. Otherwise, YFrog or something is like...
YFrog's been around for a while.
And that's photo, right?
That's photo, yep.
Yeah, because you see, whatever. And speaking of cameras, Lytro, the crazy square camera.
Little box thinger.
Huh?
That's the little box one.
Yeah, that you can, like, refocus at any time later. They released an update for their software allowing you to manually control some of the ISO and the shutter speed and whatever.
That's crazy.
And then they also are, like, I think we talked about them going to retailers, but I think they're actually now officially in retailers where you can go pick them up, and I think it's $399 for the lowest one, which seems like a lot, but it's pretty impressive what they can do, even though
Agreed. They
look really weird, and the UI, from what I've heard, is a little wonky, but it's like, so all you have is this little square on the end that you can touch, and that's it. But it's a very cool technology and very cool idea.
And they aren't too terribly expensive either.
$399.
Yeah. Did you say it? Spacing out over here.
And other things shipping. The iPods, the new 4-inch iPods are officially shipping, and the iPod Nanos. And they've launched a new TV campaign for them. It's weird the iPod Nano has its own, like, operating system.
Really?
It's kind of weird, yeah, because all it does is play music and does Netgear and FM transmitter.
Fair enough.
But it's a Nano. But it's funny because, like, they even have circle icons instead of square icons, even though it's obviously some form of iOS, but they just call it the Nano operating system. And then the regular iPods are pretty comparable to the iPhone 4S or 4. They're kind of like a downgrade from everything from the 5, but with a bigger screen. So, but for a lot of people, the only thing with those is they had a price hike, so now the lowest model is $299. And $399 for the bigger one. But, I mean, really, for what you're getting out of it, I mean, if you think about the phone, it seems weird because the phone is cheaper, but you got to remember that that's being heavily subsidized by the carriers. I mean, if you want the phone unlocked, it's $650.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes the iPod really a lot cheaper. But...
That's... Yeah.
And like we said, coming up this month... Windows is going to launch.
Woot woot.
The Windows 8 pre-orders start October 21st. I wonder if that's supposed to be Windows 8 phones. I don't remember what I read earlier, but something starts October 21st for pre-orders. Because and they're launching the Surface at midnight at the Microsoft stores on October 26th. So if you really want a Surface and you want to go wait in line, you can go pick it up at midnight. And Steve Ballmer said he sent a letter, I believe, to the investors saying there's a fundamental shift underway at Microsoft, kind of implying that they're basically getting into all the hardware markets. But specifically, obviously, they make their own Xboxes and then now the Surface. Supposedly, there's a Surface phone coming in early 2013. So it's kind of interesting to see them take that approach when they're so heavily steeped against it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I think once they start making it real PCs, there might be an issue, but... But it's got a spell
I think that's
doom and gloom for Dell and...
Like, I don't think so. Because like, what else is Dell going to run?
That's what I mean. Like, but if Microsoft is going to start integrating their products, like, right. making the experience so much better on their own machines, because... Right.
But it's just like...
But people won't... I mean, people, A, won't know.
Right.
And B, will buy whatever's cheapest.
And that's just it. I mean, in the end, you're going to buy what fits what your needs.
Right.
You know? And, I mean, it's like buying an Android phone and buying something that's not a Nexus device.
Right.
You know, you're not getting, you know, my phone, I don't have all of the features that is built for it, but it is what it is.
But it's really the exact same approach. Like, so all these people are making tablets for Android and they all suck. And then Google's like, all right, fine, we'll do it.
Yep.
And now the market, like, who was it that just recently announced they were... It wasn't Samsung. Like, I saw, like, this week, someone say they're not going to make tablets anymore. Android tablets. Because...
Well, that's fine. And I don't think anybody's going to care.
Well, right. And that's just it. I mean, if you were going to tell someone to buy a tablet and they didn't want an iPad, or even if they did, but you would still recommend Google. But you know what I mean? Like, you would tell them to buy the Nexus 7.
Oh, totally. I've told... I don't know how many people I've recommended... To get this.
Right. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, it would be silly to buy anything else. Like, if I were to buy any Android tablet, I would buy that, even over a Kindle Fire.
Yep.
Like, and I like Amazon a lot.
Agreed.
It's funny, today I was thinking about all their different services that I use, that sometimes a lot of people don't realize are owned by Amazon. Not that necessarily I use, but like Woot. Right. IMDb is owned by Amazon. Yep. And that's what made me think of it first. Zappos is a big one.
I didn't know Zappos was Amazon.
Yep.
Huh.
There's another one I thought of. IMDb, Woot, Zappos. I don't know. There was another one. But it's like, it's just crazy to think of all the little things that people use. Like, IMDb, I think a lot of people don't realize. Not that a lot of people use Woot, but...
FYI, it was Vine.
That
Kevin, that I had seen using. It was
I think he's an investor. I think that's why.
It was back in early September that I had seen videos. I'm on Vine.
I wonder if I still have it. Because I think they released an app originally.
For iOS?
Yeah.
Shut it over there.
I wonder if I could still find it under my purchased apps.
Just kidding, Fowler.
But yeah, so, but anyway, Ballmer said there was this shift underway, and I don't know, it seems kind of crazy. Just in general that he would even say that, but we'll come back to that. Twitter buys Vine. Facebook hit 1 billion active users. Does that seem like
a lot?
What
does that mean, really?
That one.
What constitutes an active user? Because I think about, like, how many... Like, I know a lot of people that have more than one account.
I think it has to be checked at least once a month to be active. Maybe every couple weeks. But right. But it's at least once a month. But you still... That's a lot of people. Why do people have multiple accounts? Mafia Wars.
A couple people I know, no. They're like, oh, this chick is messaging me. And I'm like, block her. You don't have to create a new one. But
that's funny.
Neither here nor there at this point.
Moving on.
Thank you.
But 1 billion is still a lot of people.
Why make billions when we could make millions?
Do you want to watch Social Network right now?
No.
It's a good movie.
It's all right. Oh. Not my kind of flick. Maybe we could watch Avengers.
So anyway, Lytro, iPod, Surface at Midnight. The only other thing I had is there's a new boxy box leaked. That shows it with over-the-air DVR.
That's crazy.
And still allows you to do everything that the regular boxy does, like watch your own ripped movies or whatever you have. Probably, I'm sure Netflix will be on it because Netflix is on everything. And other similar services to that.
Hopefully more companies put Amazon Prime on.
Yeah, that as well. But just in general, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, I would consider getting it if I could record over-the-air stuff. I mean, most things I catch either, like, you know, they're on their websites later that day. But it would be nice sometimes for football games or, you know, just little shows here and there. They showed the form factor was a lot similar to, like, the Roku, where it's actually almost looked identical to the Roku, kind of like a little rectangular.
Yep. Maybe they should sue them for stealing their design.
Well, because the old one was like
see what I did there?
Like an angled cube, you know, like it was like on the corner.
It was awkward.
Crazy looking, like where are you going to put
it
that?
It looked cool, but it'd be like getting...
Impractical.
Yeah, it'd be like getting Google's Q.
Right.
It's like, it Very looks similar. Sweet, but cool. Cool story, bro. I want Vine.
Well, get Vine then. Did you go sign up?
No. I know I signed up for the beta, but they laughed at me because I had Google.
Because you had Google?
Yeah, because I had Google Android.
Oh.
Because it didn't come up for Android.
I get what you mean. But I mean, I think if you go to like their website right now, there's a thing. But anyway, do you have anything else? I think I am...
That was short as shit, if that's it.
That's all I got. That's all that happened. I told you, it's the calm before...
It was really slow today.
Steve Jobs passed away. We talked about it. Maybe we mentioned it.
We talked about that, like, last year.
Yeah, when he died. But So it happened last Friday.
No, it happened a year ago, Mike.
So last Friday, there was a video on Apple.com, like a tribute. Did you watch it? No.
Did it say, hey, we don't need you?
No, that's not what it said.
Just kidding. That's heartless. No, I didn't see it, but I had seen off of All Things D that they had wrote a little article about it. And
I saved it for later, but I haven't read it yet, but apparently there's a really good article on Wired by Matt Honan, the guy who got hacked. Not that that's relevant to the story, but just in case you want to remember him as the guy who got hacked.
Fair enough.
But it's like why we won't ever stop talking about Steve Jobs.
How about this? I finally found a picture to really show how big that Red Bull Stratos balloon is. This will put it into a much better perspective than that crappy picture.
Is it Master Chief? Oh, that thing's huge.
So
it's like the size of it's as tall as the Statue of Liberty.
So it's as tall as the Statue of Liberty. It holds 29, but we'll round up, 30 million feet cubed of cubic feet. There we go.
Yeah, I was just going to let you go with it.
Fair enough. Cubic feet of helium, which is, I'm pretty sure that equates to a couple metric F-tons.
That's a lot.
But yeah, from top to bottom, 100 yards only.
Like a football field. I thought it was
200. Yeah, so that's pretty crazy.
It's a big balloon.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought, it turns out the Statue of Liberty's tiny in real life. Is that true, Matt?
Yeah, it's a Statue of Liberty from the base ground level is 305 feet.
That's small.
That's still pretty freaking tall for being built,
by French people?
I was just wondering a year.
Did the French people build it?
Yes. It was the
Why
French.
Why are you laughing? Matt's in the other room chuckling. Because he's from New York and he's going to shoot somebody.
No, he has shot somebody.
Oh.
Heard it here. Oh, how about this? War Z. You can sign up for the beta. It is...
Beta.
if you haven't heard of War Z, it's a first-person shooter slash MMO game. It's five years after the zombie apocalypse, so there's tons of people who are zombies now.
Is and it it's like you playing He Is Legend, but with a lot more people?
Yes. So you, it's basically purpose of I Am Legend.
He Is Legend is a band.
Correct. I Am Hollywood. So it's basically you playing against other people in the server and also playing against the zombies. And there's no, like, end goal. It's just literally surviving. That's the game.
Literally?
Yep. The beta is, so you can sign up now. It's
so wait.
thewarz.com. They have three different packages. And you can, the game is going to be free when it comes out, but you can purchase the, like, you can purchase the game right now to get access to the beta, which is going to be released on Monday. So, I purchased the top tier one, which is called Legend, so I have beta keys, and I have $30, it costs $50, and I get $30 of in-game credit.
Do you level up in this game?
I don't know what the leveling system is yet. I know there is some sort of leveling system, but it's not like your standard first-person shooter leveling. Because they said they want people who put hours into the, or who don't put a lot of time into the game to have similar benefits of somebody who, I mean, there's like obviously perks for putting hours.
I just want to know what you're going to get out of putting all this time into it. I mean,
nothing really. There's nothing. I enjoy it.
I've lasted for 15 years, suckers.
And it's, I think it's an interesting concept because it's really, it really, like, I enjoy first person shooters, and it's like you get that Grand Theft
Auto with zombies,
except
no missions.
Exactly. But then you can group up with people also to make it work.
Kill them.
Right. Well, it's like the current game right now that's out that it's semi mocked after is called DayZ. And I was playing with Eben, and I legitly, I was my first time, and hooked me up with an axe, because you start with no weapons. And it's like, he's like, he got attacked by a zombie, and he's like, I need you to bandage me. So I went over there, and it's like, you know, I clicked the button to apply bandage, and I, like, hit the left mouse button, and it took my axe, and it was like, whoocha, and it was a headshot, and I killed him right there. And it's like, in that game, like, once you die, it's, you're dead. So all of his gear is left there, and he starts from scratch, and I was like,
oh. Did you steal all his stuff?
Totally. I gave it all back to him. But
sure you did.
I did.
Nah, I couldn't find that wristwatch. I don't know where that went. The zombies took it. I had to run.
Pretty much.
They were taking things.
So I'm excited, though. It'll be fun.
You have a cabin in the woods, right?
Yes.
Don't tell everybody. Jeepers.
I know. The first level that they built is based off of a town in Colorado, and then there's going to be new towns coming out, but it's an entirely once the actual game comes out, yes, just like that. It's available for free. So
the game is
mm-hmm.
only on PC.
Correct.
Dang.
So if anybody wants to play,
what's the minimum system requirements?
I don't honestly know.
Is it?
It doesn't look crazy.
Like Windows XP.
I would for sure XP. I would say you probably
Windows
want
98.
You'd be pushing your luck. So if you want to play, I have three beta keys available. It's only good for one weekend, I believe. Because then after that weekend, I think the full game comes out. But if anybody wants to try it out, let me know. You can hit me up on my Twitter.
My Twitterverse
at
Ryan_Connolly.
At the Crandall.
Are we just ending right now? Are you just ending? Are you just telling
me? No, that was just me spamming myself.
All right. I was just making sure.
So, yeah. I think that's all I got in the gaming world.
I think that's all I have in the real world.
I picked up some new hard drives.
Black.
Yeah. Western Digital black drives. 1 terabyte. Got them for $80 shipped a piece. Got two of those bad boys.
You get free shipping.
Thank you, Amazon. Newegg had them on sale, and I was like, I should check Amazon. Amazon,
the same price?
Mm-mm. Cheaper? Amazon had them $9 cheaper and free shipping.
How much is shipping on Newegg?
It was, they wanted $15 for 3-day shipping. And I was like,
are you kidding me?
Suck that one.
Oh, Walmart is doing same-day shipping.
People are freaking out.
In 4 cities. One of them's Minneapolis.
People are freaking out, too.
Like they're, who?
The workers. They're saying, as specific to Black Friday,
think that's going to be a problem?
Yeah, they're talking about unionizing.
They're not.
Seriously, there was 2 articles I read today about it. It's like, what the F?
Just because they're same-day shipping?
Yep.
Go pick some up and put it on a rack. Send it off. Seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, don't ask me. I don't work there. I don't care.
Are you going to order stuff and check it out?
No, unless my Amazon Prime works there, I'm not ordering shit.
Same-day shipping.
Don't care.
For free.
For free?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, if it's free, then F yes. So I'll get it.
Don't quote me on that, because I think
so
it
if
is.
I ordered it, like, right now, I would have it.
I'm sure there's time.
So if I ordered it at noon.
No, I know there was a
if
time.
I ordered it at 8 in the morning, I would have it here tonight?
Yeah.
Like when I got home from work?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
I probably will use it.
It's like Minneapolis.
And it's free?
Denver, I think so. Don't quote me, I said.
I'm going to quote you. Free shipping.
I recorded my. Don't quote me.
No. Say it again. See what I did there?
Don't quote me.
Damn it.
I'll check right after this.
All right. So we might as well close it out, huh?
Let's close it out.
All right. Lock it up.
Follow us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
And really by follow, I mean like. But I really mean follow us on Twitter.
At the Twitter. I mean, at bleedgeek. Or search bleedgeek. Or twitter.com/bleedgeek.
But not the Twitter.
Not the Twitter. Well, you could follow the Twitter, too. I'm sure that's one. And maybe they're funny.
And maybe Big Bird. I don't know.
Maybe.
You could email us.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
You could Tumble us.
Tumble.
I'll Bleed Tumble Geek. For you.
bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
Side note, Tumblr launched a photo only app today.
Nice.
Weird. Photo set or someone's only on iOS. Anyway.
I've been getting lots of likes on one of my photos on there.
Is it inappropriate?
No, it's Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, this one?
Yep.
Anyway, I don't know where we're at. Call us, give us a call.
406-79-GEEKS.
We always say give us a call, but you could actually text us at that number, too.
Yeah, if you don't want to call.
Just throwing that out there.
You know what? Nobody has ever called us. Actually, I think we got one legit call, and I think we've gotten, like, 3 spam calls.
I think that's true.
Bastards.
We get a lot of weird calls.
Maybe we just got a text.
No.
Nice.
Well, yeah.
See? We're getting people's attention now.
406-794-3357.
3357.
Is that all of them? Did I go over all of them? Follow us individually on Twitter?
Yep.
At Mike037.
At the Crandall. And give Fowler a like or a follow on Twitter too. He's at FowlerFF.
At Fowler.
Frank. And then if you're bored and you're into fantasy football, go check out The Point After Attempt. They have a website, it's paa.bleedgeek.com.
ThePointAfterAttempt.com.
Oh, fair enough. And
but really, just go like them on Facebook, because that's where the most action happens.
Action Jackson.
Facebook.com/pointafterattempt. And with that, we, as always, thank you for listening.
It's true.
Hi, Mike Earl.
Randy Frickin' Orvis.
Have a good night.
Amazon.